Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
Yes, indeed. It's time to call out the people that weren't smart enough to get away with crimes.
I'm always so happy because it makes me feel so much better about myself.
Yeah, I committed a crime when I was 13 once.
Yeah, I believe you stole a Tupac album and a CoverGirl something.
Compact.
CoverGirl Compact.
Yeah, it's the only time when I decided to follow the crowd.
Krista.
I know. I learned my lesson. Be a leader, not a follower. That's what my grandma instilled in me. All right, here we go. At least you're not a 27-year-old lady named Sabra Bouli of Sparks, Nevada. She was apparently high on MDMA. What is MDMA? I'm out of the drug scene, Aaron.
That's Molly.
Ah, very good. Okay. She was very high on Molly on Saturday and driving the wrong way down the highway.
Just having a good old party.
That's what happens. Well, someone called the cops, and when they got there, they found Sabra had driven her car off the road onto a hill.
Oh.
And what did she decide to do? She decided to get out and start dancing on the roof of the car.
Yes.
Good. Why wouldn't you, girlfriend? It's always a dance party in my head as well. Well, once the cops started approaching her, she tried to get away. Not in her car. No, that would have made too much sense. She actually tried to get away on a child's scooter.
Really?
Where did this scooter automatically just come from?
Who knows?
On a ditch.
It's magical.
Of a hill. It's magical in her mind. Well, the cops quickly caught up with her and arrested her butt. She was hit with several charges, including drug-related DUI, possession of a controlled substance, and destruction of property, which is probably including stealing a child's scooter.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That poor kid's
Just
scooter.
Say no. That poor thing. Here we go.
At least you're not.
At least you're not an 18-year-old guy named Reuben Hughes from Clearwater, Florida.
Oh.
Well, he got a message from his girlfriend on Saturday night, and she wanted him to come on over for a booty call.
Yes.
The good old days, right, mm-hmm. Aaron? Well, the police put it in so many words that Reuben was trying to meet his girlfriend for relations. Anyway, she didn't have to ask him twice. He hopped into his Honda Accord and started speeding to her house. But he was so focused on his mission that he was going to get a booty call that he didn't notice the cops behind him. And they were trying to pull him over, obviously. Because Reuben just kept speeding towards his girlfriend and inadvertently started a high-speed chase with the cops. I mean, come on.
He was excited.
He was excited. I mean, that's the only thing you guys think about.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Pretty much.
It's just like
80% of what I think about.
Do you think it's something good, or do you think it's like, oh, that's something evil that was put onto us?
Keeps me entertained.
Oh, very good. I love it, Aaron. All right. Well, Reuben kept speeding towards his girlfriend, as you all know. And finally, he noticed the cops, and they pulled him over. Even when he told the cops why he was speeding, they didn't take any pity on this boy. He was arrested for felony fleeing and eluding and spent 16 hours in jail.
16 hours. Just because he wanted some booty.
We know what he was thinking about through that 16 hours.
It's my duty to get that booty, girl.
That's right, honey.